This podcast contains strong language and adult humour. What has happened to you in your life since the last few days?
Absolutely nothing. Like, I've not had a great few days. But what are you going to do? This isn't so much a quiz feature as it is a question I just had and wrote down. If the entire surface of the Earth was covered with a mirror, could the resulting reflection of the sun's rays be hot enough to superheat it and explode it? But then I also wrote underneath this, possibly too much energy lost when travelling through the atmosphere. That's the sort of stuff that I think about.
Shall we do a podcast?
Yeah. I bought some adult colouring books today, and they're not what you think. They're not like page 3 on a colouring book. They're like really detailed pictures that you can colour in and stuff. I'm excited because I tend to doodle when I'm doing the podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm not very good at drawing, so I think having those is going to be very handy. I like that colouring in has now become a legitimate hobby for grown-ups.
So it's not like a dodgy picture, or not a dodgy picture, like a sexual picture one.
No!
It's just like pictures of things.
It's like difficult colouring in that you have to do with like fine-tipped pencils. You can't do it with crayons or anything.
Oh, okay.
I am going to search for sexy colouring book now, though. Going to regret this, aren't I?
I bet those things exist.
Of course they do.
Every time I walk past a shop in Manchester when I go to get Ruby, I always see this shop that kind of looks like a bookshop, but it's, I don't know, it does have comics on the outside, but actually one of the books in the window is like a sexy book.
Is it a sex shop?
I don't think it is, but I don't know. I've not actually properly looked at it properly.
Well, next time you go in...
Go in?
Or next time you go to Manchester...
Yeah.
Go in and have a look.
Well, I'll go on the outside and look at the window, because I don't know if I want to... If it is, I don't want to, like, walk in and then expect me to want to buy something, because I don't.
I've Googled this. This is now going to be in my Amazon searches, which is great. The fetish colouring book. Also the BDSM colouring book. An activity book for kinksters with crayons. That's... Yeah, I'm not going to get those.
I suppose having one of those things would be a thing to have. I don't know what you'd do with it.
Well, you'd colour it in.
But after that...
I imagine some people would wank onto it.
They could colour it with their sperm.
Oh my God!
Or their juices, or whatever.
I would really worry if someone is ejaculating a colour other than clear or, like, milky white.
Yeah, well, unless they, like, mixed it with, like, powder paint afterwards.
I was going to say, they couldn't do it before. I know sometimes if, like... You eat certain things or drink certain things, it makes your wee go a different colour.
Well, yeah, like...
I don't know if it works with that.
Like asparagus, is it?
Well, that makes your wee smell. Beetroot will turn it, like, pinky red.
Yeah, because apparently sperm is different flavour depending what that person's eaten or something.
Yeah, I too have heard this.
So maybe it's the same with colour as well.
Again, am I going to have to Google this? I'm afraid I'm doing it now. Oh, Mike. Right, why are those autofill options? That's horrible.
What? What's come on autofill?
Turning sperm yellow or turning sperm red.
What, how to, or it's gone?
What, hang on. Oh, dear. Why is my sperm yellow? Or when your sperm turns red.
One other thought as well was horrible. That Sunny Delight changed the girl inside yellow.
Oh, this is upsetting. What colour should my ejaculate be? From biggerloads.com. Apparently, it's not uncommon to see colours other than white in male ejaculate. From clear, red or pink, yellow, and even green or brown can show up once in a while. And most of the time, that's usually harmless.
Well, that's one way you can do a colouring thing.
That's so upsetting.
You've learned something new. I got my,
Oh my God, what did you just do?
That's my Sharpies.
I got scared because we were talking about semen and then you unzipped.
Oh yeah, it's pens, okay. It's fine, all right. We're all good.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. My name is Johnny Robinson.
And I am Zoe Fowl. Hello.
If you forgot from the last however episodes we've done now, is this episode one?
I don't fucking know. Is this technically our big comeback?
Yeah, and we did it by talking about sperm in different colours.
Like a porn star who's fallen over during a bukkake, it's a comeback.
Yeah.
That's a horrendous joke. But I'm not disappointed because it's very funny.
It was good.
Thank you. Does a bukkake only count if it's on someone's face? When is a bukkake not a bukkake? I'm really sorry, Google.
Are you doing it again?
Yeah. I'm not doing a bukkake. This has gone very... After, like, the last 10 minutes of last week's podcast, the last podcast, it's all gone very weird, this.
Wow, okay, I'm just going to forget about that.
Hey, did you know in Japan, bukkake is used to describe a type of dish where hot broth is poured over noodles? So just make sure you're asking for it in the right place. Well, it just says it's a sex act portrayed in pornographic films, no shit, Sherlock, in which several men ejaculate on a woman or another man. It doesn't say if...
If it's
it
a face.
It doesn't say
thing.
Where. This is just me reading off Wikipedia. If you click on the disambiguation for bukkake, if you don't just mean the sex act, it talks about the noodles, but then the next link to it is facial, as in sex act.
So what was your problem with last week's one? So since last week, it's gone weird.
Well, it's just gone very weird very quickly.
Yeah, have we gone old school? Have we gone series one with this already?
I don't even remember what happened in series one, to be honest. It's almost a year ago now.
Yeah.
Almost coming up to the 1 year anniversary.
We'll have to have a special party version.
Yeah, we can play party games. Or not, whatever. I'm going to send you a link on Skype because it's making me laugh quite a bit. The fact that someone had to to write this. Also, anything that has a cartoon on it as the little picture, you're winning.
See, this is another thing, right?
What?
Which would be quite embarrassing, for instance. Say if it was one of the cases where GCHQ decides to look at my computer for some reason or another.
Yeah.
You know, like how police do spot checks on people just to check people out? Like,
but
stop
Johnny,
and searches
you're
or whatever.
Not a black man in America. Satire. But is it satire because it's actually true and tragically heartbreaking?
You don't even have to be in America.
Well, no.
I'm just having...
Is that joke too dark? I think that joke is too dark to make.
By the way, yes, that is quite funny. The visual...
Yeah.
The visual of that, it's on Wikipedia.
I also like the fact that she's clearly, like, wiping it out of her eyes because he's misjudged... do you want to tell people what to look for at this point on Wikipedia?
Go to Wikipedia and type in facial in brackets sex act.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zoe, for that.
You're welcome. Thanks, the internet, Johnny.
Okay, thanks, internet. I was going to say, if GCHQ was to do spot checks and decided to look at my computer and found now it's a facial in brackets sexual act on Wikipedia... Well, they can all have a laugh, I guess.
But the thing is, John, you're an adult male.
Yes. It is our podcast and we talk about stuff. We've got no games except from... it's not even a game, is it? It's just a feature, fact cock.
We're still looking for people. So if people would like to get involved this series, let us know.
The policy from the beginning of last season... Season two.
We're not American.
Sorry, Siri. Yeah, I know. I was because I watch Arrow a lot.
Oh, I'm Johnny. I watch shows that were made in America.
Yeah, like Arrow and The Flash and John Oliver's program.
Last night, tonight.
Last week, tonight.
That one.
It's a shame that we don't have those things over this country. It'd be amazing. In series two, we erected the wall that we're just going to throw stuff up onto because at Sound Gorilla's towers, what we're asking people to do is bukkake up our Sound Gorilla's wall.
We are absolutely not. We're absolutely not asking them to do that. We're not asking for them to shit on it either.
To ejaculate their ideas onto our wall from their brains. To give us some ideas of what we're going to do.
What would you like to hear us doing?
We can do that thing where you just give us a game title or a feature title and we'll figure it out from there.
Just any sort of interaction would be lovely. Please, we're lonely. So as we're recording this, we're kind of one podcast behind.
Yes, because we did episode zero, which is expected to be about 2 to 3 days before this one comes out.
This is really confusing. I feel like I'm in fucking Back to the Future.
Our last podcast, which was episode zero, is not released yet.
As of when we're recording this.
Yeah.
This is some trippy time travel shit.
And then this will get released a couple of days after that one.
Right, okay.
So shall we get on with actual podcast things?
That might be good.
Do you know what game would be hard to play on this podcast?
I don't know.
Wanking off on a podcast.
Yes, that would be a very tricky thing to play. Yeah, please don't do that.
All right.
I couldn't even begin to think about doing something like that. But I masturbated onto a stuffed toy. So, yeah. Okay.
John Grodenberg Enterprises presents Ruby's Words of Wisdom. Why people shouldn't eat cat food.
It will probably make you really, really ill. It's the same with dog food. I've seen it, and some are made out of fish, some are made out of tuna, some are made out of everything, but with jelly. Because brown jelly, who's heard of brown jelly? Who's eaten brown jelly? Cats aren't food. In the Stone Age or something, they would probably be food because they used to eat deers and stuff. They were more like monkeys. Now they're really, really cute. If you wind them up, they'll scratch you. It'll hurt because I've done it before. Don't get a knife.
Groundskeeper of a Norwegian golf course said a mystery pooper targeting course holes must be a man because the poos are too massive to be from a woman. Kenneth Tenfjord, groundskeeper at the Stavanger Golf Club, said he has been finding human feces and toilet paper in course holes since 2005. He has a couple of favourite holes, Tenfjord told the Rogaland Avis newspaper, and we know it is a man because the poos are too massive to be from a woman. He only poos on weekdays. On weekends, I have never found poo on the golf course, Tenfjord said. He said the fecal discoveries are usually accompanied by used toilet paper. Stina Flosvik, managing director of the club, said the mystery pooper used to arrive by bicycle. In the early morning dew, we observed bicycle tracks on the course. Footsteps showed that he had done his business, and the bicycle tracks disappeared back the way they came. Frode Jormaland, another groundskeeper, said the club installed high-powered spotlights to discourage the defecation, but the perpetrator disabled them. He climbed up a tree next to the lights and wriggled far out on a branch and dismantled the spotlights. How he managed the feat without electrocuting himself or falling is a riddle, he said. Flosvik said the pooper's motives are unknown. One idea is that it could be someone who, for unknown reasons, hates the game of golf. Alternatively, the person may have a fetish or suffer from mental problems. So it's like, oh, funny, ha 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 ha, oh, that's quite dark. Norway, get easier to pronounce names, please.
I bet his favourite hole was the A-hole.
I talked about this a bit on the podcast, the long podcast.
Yeah.
Where is the weirdest place you've taken a poo?
I don't know. I know the most uncomfortable was in the train toilet.
Like, you're 30 now, right?
Yeah.
So, in your 30 years, you must have had an unusual shit at some point.
Honestly, none that I can think of. Like, it was another thing we talked about in the podcast before, was that people had done stuff, and like, I was like, well, I haven't. You know, I was kind of, in a way, missing out, but at the same time, I kind of don't want it to happen anyway.
I mean, luckily, I don't have to discuss this, because that's already been committed to audio.
No, I suppose the only other place I can think of is my granddad's house, mainly because his house was weird. Oh, well, no, that's not weird either. It's a festival toilet, like one of the portable ones. I've not lived, have I?
Not really, no.
By the way, if you haven't heard the big podcast, then listen to it and find out what Zoe did.
The end of hour 16 and the start of hour 17, I think. But no, if you haven't crapped in a festival toilet and nearly been sick because of it, of other people, then you haven't lived.
I think I went in the morning when no one else was around.
Right.
Like 7
but
or
6. But the problem there is you've had everybody using it through the... Oh, God, I'm getting, like, flashbacks. Horrendous.
And yeah, this is another thing, actually, about the guys' toilets, so I'll go into in a minute. But, yeah, the festival toilets, I think that was one of those situations. I can't remember if I actually took my trousers off.
Right.
Because of the floor, or if I just put my legs up and just like struggled. Because the thing is, festival toilets and in the general man's toilets, the floor is soaking wet in the cubicles because people piss and miss. So even if like you're in the man's toilets, you have to do something with your trousers so they don't go on the floor, or otherwise they'll go all pissy.
It does. It's no better in the women's toilets. Women have no excuse for there being stuff on the floor. Piss or shit or toilet paper or used tampons or sanitary towels or underwear.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Mm. Does that happen all the time, though, or is it just sometimes?
You have never seen carnage like it in a girl's toilets at a club. It is one of the worst places humanity will ever know of.
See, I thought it wouldn't be as bad considering that females don't tend to stand up and piss. Well, deliberately.
You would be horrified, Johnny. The one time when I have been sick from drinking, when I was sick in a toilet cubicle, I wasn't sick on the floor, I was sick into the loo, but, like, I got a little bit on the seat because I was drunk and standing up and being sick. But even in my drunken state, I got some anti-back hand gel out and, like, put it on some loo paper and cleaned the seat off because I'm not an arsehole.
You're like, worst scenario, if I've been sick in a toilet when I've been out.
Oh, God, this is horrible.
Then, yeah, I mean, what's the weirdest place you've been sick? That's a different one.
I mean, I try not to think about that if I can. So we can tick bukkake off the list, shitting, vomiting.
What else can you get out of your body?
Oh my God. Let's not do this.
Okay.
Please
send in your snot stories
PUIE@soundgorillas.co.uk.
That's our email address, by the way.
Great.
PUIE@soundgorillas.co.uk.
Great. Please don't send those in.
No, don't do that.
Send something in, but not that.
Don't send in your bukkake stories either.
Actually, no, I'd be interested to hear that.
So basically, the weirdest place you've been wanked off, fingered, or had some me time. PUIE@soundgorillas.co.uk.
Yeah, I'm a massive pervert. This is horrible. This is so bad.
Hey, we know you're a massive pervert anyway, because from what you said last week.
How does that make me a pervert?
Because you said about, like, that you give as good as you get as far as requests on website-y things.
Fact cop.
Okay.
I got facts. I got a cock. So I'm gonna search every day. I got fact cocks I wanna read. So I'm gonna make sure everybody hears. I got cocks.
All these facts come through my phone, they look like a mount. All your listeners, press play, you wanna hear something foul. Safe for work and likely that it is.
I hope you like our podcast. It's called Prick Up Your Ears.
Goddamn, 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 goddamn. Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
Goddamn, oh man, goddamn, oh man.
I got facts. I got a cock. So I'm gonna search every day. I wanna read, so I'm gonna make sure everybody hears. I got cocks.
I've got cocks just like a massive rock. There's so many facts, we'll never run out of stock. Giving you all the facts through the cans on your head, on the bus, on the train, and if you want, you can walk instead.
Goddamn, 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 goddamn.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
Goddamn, oh man.
I got facts. I got a cock. So I'm gonna search every day. I got fact cocks. I wanna read. So I'm gonna make sure everybody hears. I got cocks.
You can go first because I did my news story.
Okay, my first fact is Britain created the lie that carrots improve your eyesight to distract Nazis from new technology they made for night raids. I wasn't really sure where to go with that fact, cock, after I written it.
Right.
If...
I hope it's not a question about the Nazis.
Well, if you were a Nazi, which one would you be?
I refuse to answer that question.
We've gone back into Nazi territory again.
Oh, it's like series one.
No, I was going to say, if you had the ability to see something that you couldn't see in normal eyes, what would it be?
Right, give me whatever your example is.
If you had vision that would take everyone's clothes off when you looked at them, so you could see right. Everyone without clothes, or, like, say you could see at night time, or you could see what people are feeling.
Am I allowed to be really shallow?
Yeah.
It would make a certain portion of the population invisible. But I would only be allowed to see, you know, like on Tinder, where you're only matched with people who mutually match with you.
Right.
So you find them attractive, they find you attractive.
Yeah.
I would only want to see people that there was a mutual attraction between. Shallow. But it would save you from, like, not that I'm the type of girl to go up to someone and go, hey, you're pretty hot, let's go for a drink. Because I am not that smooth. But it would save you any embarrassment for people going, oh, sorry, I'm not interested. So you'd only approach people that were also attracted to you.
I would have said on that one, would it not be better to be able to see, like, a badge on them, or, like, a, you know, like on The Sims where you got the green bit on top of their head?
Their little diamond, yeah.
Yeah, like, could they not have, like, a diamond that's a certain colour that says that they would be compatible
with
you?
Excuse me, whose eyesight fantasy is this?
All right, okay. But wouldn't it be weird if you were to go shopping and, like, there was nobody in the shopping centre that you could see?
Fuck you! Fuck you.
You can ruin mine if you want.
You've made me all sad now.
Which has kind of gone in line with my music, because my music's gone from being OPM, Heaven is a Half Pipe, into REM, Everybody Hurts.
You're so mean to me.
I suppose I'd like to know what people are, how people are feeling about me.
God, we're so selfish.
Yeah. Or I suppose maybe even their mood in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like how, maybe not like a smell.
Do you mean like a glowy aura?
Yeah.
Or a little Sims diamond that tells you how they're fucking feeling.
Because
it does change colour, I think.
You know, like have like a little air bubble that pops up that says this person is here because they want to... blah blah blah, you know, their motives or something, because then you can find out if someone's there to kill you. First off, you don't want anyone to be around who is intentionally going to kill you or get your money when you die.
Right.
Then you can also figure out if they are a genuine person or whether they're a complete dick.
We're very selfish people, but what are you gonna do?
Well, we'll see that when we can see what each other's thinking. So yeah,
how long do you think it's gonna be before that happens? They kind of do that a bit on Facebook now, where it's like, oh, such and such is feeling elated or utterly heartbroken. I never use those, because I find them weird.
I'll only use them for certain things, like, Johnny Robinson is watching The Arrow or The Flash.
I won't even do that.
But no, I won't put, Johnny Robinson is feeling frustrated. Although that is, like, a regular one that would
right.
come up. Is it your go to do a fact, cock?
It is. I'm Not In Love by 10cc has been played on the radio over 3 million times. At 6 minutes long, that's over 35 years, which means it's been playing somewhere continuously since it was released. That's yeah. like a really good pub quiz fact that would come up in a really obscure pub quiz. I don't know what that song sounds like.
What song was it again?
10cc's I'm Not In Love.
I'm not in love, and don't forget it.
Oh, I do know that yeah. song.
Is there a song that defines a certain time of your life that you enjoyed? Not necessarily favourite song.
My second year of uni would be defined by Bump and Grind by R. Kelly, but for none of the reasons that people think.
Is it the,
Grinding on a Bin story, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, songs are a very personal thing, and it's more like albums that have defined bits of my life, I guess. I'm sure we've discussed this before.
Possibly. But I can't remember much. All I remember is that, because you say albums, and now it kind of reminds me, actually, the Dr. Dre album. Was it 2000?
I don't know. Why would I know that?
It was the one with Next Episode on it.
Why would I know that?
Because it's a rap song. Anyway, no, Dr. Dre, and I think it was that album. That reminds me of around stuff that was happening around that time. Same with Eminem as well, Slim Shady LP.
I'm a genuine Eminem, a Slim Shady.
there's songs that remind me of school. So, like, there was the I Love You Always Forever.
Near or Far, Closer Together? I like that song. Len, Steal My Sunshine.
When does that remind you of things?
Just general childhood.
That song reminds me of when I was in my last years of secondary school. My last year of secondary school.
God, you're so old.
I know. I got expelled from my secondary school before my last year.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm such a badass motherfucker.
Yep.
I got expelled for skiving. They wanted to put me into, like, this education establishment instead. But because I was skiving school because of the people that was at the school, they'd all got expelled and moved to this education centre.
Right.
So the chances are that if I'd went to that education centre, I'd still skive because they were all going there. So I went to this one down the road, which was for people who had stolen cars and took drugs and stuff. And, like, there's me there thinking, why am I here sat next to a guy who really loves cocaine or whatever?
And who wouldn't?
And then all I've done is skive school. It feels wrong. So yeah, a part of my weird teenagehood, if that's what you want to call it. Shall we go to another fact?
Yes.
In the Vietnamese version of Cinderella, which is called Tam Cam, at the end, she dismembers her stepsister and puts her body into a jar of food, which is sent to the evil stepmother to eat. She enjoys it until she finds the skull at the bottom of the jar and dies of shock.
Oh my God.
I don't know whether I'd like it more if that happened.
But kids, like, the original Grimm fairy tales were really grim. I'm sure we've discussed this on, like, a really early podcast.
Yeah, Struvel Peter.
No. Earlier than that.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm sure in the original Sleeping Beauty, the prince rapes her and then she wakes up pregnant with twins.
Right.
It's not okay.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Don't do that. I'm sure they're, like, originally, like, super, super dark.
I bet all of the fairy tales somehow come out from something really terrible.
Oh, absolutely. I found a list of, dark fairy tales, and I was right. Sleeping Beauty was raped in the original story. There's one about Pinocchio. Once Geppetto calls Pinocchio, the marionette runs away. He's caught by the police, who assume Geppetto has abused him, and they imprison the puppet master. Pinocchio goes back to Geppetto's house that night and accidentally kills the wise-talking cricket. He later gets hung from a tree and suffocates. That's cheery.
Kind of makes me wonder, like, why they were even written if they were going to end terribly.
Oh, dear.
Like, what is it supposed to be a lesson in? Is it supposed to be a lesson in don't make real children out of wood?
I don't know. Do you think Pinocchio was the original sex doll? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Because that's upsetting.
Maybe there's more than one Pinocchio. One's for normal purposes, and then other Pinocchios are for that purpose.
So in Rapunzel, same thing, long hair, tower, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
In the Brother Grimm version, the witch finds the prince has been visiting Rapunzel, who is pregnant. She cuts off the girl's hair and banishes her to the wilderness. The prince returns that night and crawls up the hair, only to find the evil witch. She pushes him off the tower into thorn bushes, which break his fall, but do stab his eyes out.
See, again, what's the purpose of that? Don't get people in towers pregnant?
I don't know.
Don't do it? That's what I don't understand with... But yeah, once Disney gets their hands on it, it's like, oh yeah, it's got a purpose now.
I mean, at least this one, which is called The Goose Girl, teaches you not to be an arsehole. It's a German fairy tale. In this one, a maid tricks her princess into changing identities with her so she can marry a prince. The maid kills the talking horse with them. I don't know where this talking horse has come from.
Right.
To keep evidence from getting out, and the princess turned maid gets a job taking care of geese. Thankfully, the maid eventually receives justice when she is thrown naked into a spike-filled barrel and rolled around the town until she dies.
Maybe it's just another excuse for people to make terrible stories.
Oh, dear.
So imagine if Lion King had, like, a story like that.
Well, that's...
I suppose it
Shakespeare
is, isn't it?
Anyway, yeah. I've got one about the fox and the hound, the original story. So in the original story, the fox purposefully leads one of the man's dogs onto a railroad track where it's hit by a train and dies. Furious, the master trains a dog, who's the one who befriends the fox in the Disney story, who finally chases the fox so much that the fox collapses from exhaustion and dies. The dog is close to death too, but its master nurses it back to health before later taking the dog out back and shooting it because he can't have a dog in the nursing home. My heart is breaking! That's horrible!
So what do you reckon the horrible story of Frozen would be?
Oh, I don't even know. Isn't it meant to be based on the Snow Queen?
No idea.
But I don't know enough about that story to tell you about it. Now my heart is hurting. Shall I do another fact, Cock?
Yeah, go on then.
The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which is a real thing, says it is unacceptable to place ketchup on your hot dog after the age of 18. Mustard, relish, onions, cheese and chilli are all acceptable though. What do you most like to put on your sausage before you put it in your mouth?
Mustard.
Just mustard.
Well, and cheese.
See, I'm not a big fan of cheese and sausage together.
I suppose as well, it depends what kind of sausage it is. If it's like a normal sausage, like normal pork sausage, then maybe, depends what mood I'm in. Like I might put tomato or mushrooms on top.
Oh no. Unfortunately, it's not acceptable because it's not on the list. You can't have mushrooms on it.
Well, I can't have tomato sauce either. Or barbecue sauce I might have.
Ooh, we had pulled pork sausages tonight. They were a bit weird. It was pork sausages with pulled pork inside it as well. It was like double pork. I was doubly porked tonight.
Yeah.
You're welcome. On my sausages, I prefer mustard and ketchup. Nothing else.
We sometimes have chicken sausages.
Ooh.
Or turkey sausages.
They strike me as a bit weird.
They're all right, but sometimes if you, they can be a bit dry if you cook them for too long, I guess. But right. Like if you cook them for the same length as a normal sausage, I feel like they can get a bit dry.
See, but if it was a chicken or turkey sausage, I probably wouldn't put mustard on it.
You know, with a normal hot dog sausage, because that's a different type of sausage, isn't it?
I don't really like hot dog sausages.
I'd like a floppy sausage.
I'm not a fan of a long, thin, floppy sausage.
I think they've got their own purpose. The same as like normal sausages, I think they've all got their own purposes.
Right.
So if you want a quick sausage, if you want a quickie, then you get one of the ones out of the tin or out of the jar or whatever.
Right.
But if you want a proper sausage, then you go and either get a proper pork sausage or one of the special ones.
Or a thick, meaty one.
Yeah, like Heck sausages as well. We have those sometimes. We had a sausage fest at Christmas.
Right.
Where we got loads of different sausages and had the different flavours at Christmas. For Boxing Day. So that was our Boxing Day sausage fest.
I'm sure we've talked about your Boxing Day sausage fest before.
And there was like different flavours. Like they had some spicy sausages and they had the ones with apple in.
I can't be dealing with any of this fancy shit. Give me a normal pork sausage any day.
Yeah, you just like a normal pork.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll go.
Who you date is only 2% about what you want and 98% is who is nearby. According to this.
According to what? Who?
The place where I got the facts from.
Someone has said this thing. Believe it.
We could use that for any of the facts on this podcast. Someone said it, so you have to believe it.
Shh.
Kind of makes me feel bad, though, right. If that's the case. You know, I'd expect it to weigh out more.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like now, because I'm like in a relationship that's in a marriage situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't really have a follow up from that.
Okay. I guess it's the way Tinder works though, isn't it? Because you set your location as like as small as possible, really. Because you don't want to be like looking for people who are 50 odd miles away when you could find someone who's, you know, 5 miles away.
But it kind of makes me question, like, how many people are out there for one person?
Yeah. People always talk about, ooh, the one, blah, 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 and soulmates and stuff. But is that just, here is your soulmate within a 20-mile radius?
Like a relationship sat-nav. That would be another thing, wouldn't it? If you could see something, you could have, like, a sat-nav that told you
where this relationship is actually going.
Well, that also... I don't know, like, say if you were a single person, then you could just type in the sat-nav, where is the nearest compatible person?
Yeah.
And then click it. But then that might be a bad thing, actually, because if people started doing that, and then if they started cheating, then they'd be able to do that.
That is why you need my eye power.
Yeah.
From earlier. Unless you go to a place where no one fucking fancies you, so thank you, Johnny.
I was thinking about it in a situation of that if it was me, there was nobody who was the same. So I would see nobody and like my life would be quieter than what it was already. Not that that would be the case with you.
The line, ass so fat, is used in over 140 rap songs. These include ass so fat, need a lap dance, which is lap dance by Tiger.
Right.
ass so fat, all these bitches is pussies is throbbing. That's Dance by Nicki Minaj. Ass so fat, hit that from the back. When it clapped from the back, she clapping it back.
I feel like I've heard that song.
ASAP Rocky's World for the Night. I don't know how old that song is. Shorty Ass So Fat That It Look Fake by Ron Browse with the song Ass So Fat.
Ass So Fat sounds like someone's name.
Ass So Fat. Or Ass like, So Fat.
Yeah. Hello, my name's Eric. Eric Ass So Fat.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yes, I've got a wife called Jessica Ass So Fat.
And she has got one mean booty.
Yeah.
I did hand movements for that as well, which was not very...
What kind of hand movement?
You don't want to know.
I think I'm doing them.
When I originally read that, I was like, oh, that's a lot. But 140 isn't a lot of songs.
I suppose it depends if they're in a short time period. I'd imagine the phrase, ass so fat, wouldn't feature in a Beatles song or a Stones song.
The girl has a ass so fat. The girl has a ass so fat.
I wanna hold your ass so fat. I wanna hold your ass.
Or Lucy, oh, her ass so fat. When my ass so fat.
She got a ass so fat. I was thinking, you got a ass so fat. Beep, 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 yeah.
Lady Madonna. Oh no, that's blasphemous. I can't do that one.
Okay.
I can't do that one. But you get the idea. Why isn't the word fanny used more in American songs to mean ass?
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, fanny means ass, like bum.
Hmm.
But you don't ever hear fanny so fat, all these bitches is pussies is throbbing.
What, in English?
Yeah. If you take fanny in English.
Yeah. Then you'd have to be ass so fat.
Fanny so fat. All these bitches is pussies is throbbing.
No, in English, they'd have to switch pussy for fanny.
Bum so fat, all these bitches is fannies is throbbing.
Yeah.
Doesn't really have the same effect, does it?
No. Or maybe just the word fanny is a bit like a silly word like bum. I don't hear rappers going on about people's bums. The asses.
Shake your bum. Watch yourself. Shake your bum.
Yeah.
Show me what you're working with. Maybe we need to do like children's rewrites of hardcore rap.
Yeah. Oh, what's the, am I thinking belly dancer?
I don't know.
But I can't remember how that goes. Shall I do my one?
Yes, please.
Studies show that people are far more likely to regret things they haven't done than the things they have done.
Oh, well, I could have told you that easily.
Have you got any regrets?
I've had a few, too few to mention. End of joke. Oh no, that's mistakes, isn't it? Yeah, it's things I didn't do rather than things I did, really. Because then you end up beating yourself up over them, going, oh, what would have happened if only I'd done this, that, or said this, that, and blah, blah. So there you go.
I kind of have regrets about things that I didn't do, mm-hmm. but then I think about that if I did do them, where would I be now? Because I've got a lot of stuff that I appreciate that I've got now that I might not have done if I'd done it before.
Right.
Say uni, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gone to college as soon as after I finished my NVQs, because of, obviously, because I mentioned about the school thing before,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get very good GCSEs. I got a G in maths, which is terrible.
It's not a U.
Well, no.
Oh, wait, did yous exist when you did those?
Yes, yeah.
Well, there you go then.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I had a number of valid reasons why, like, I didn't do it very well. Like, undiagnosed dyslexia was, like, a mega one. And then plus on top of that, all of the crap of anxiety stuff that happened when I was a teenager. So, yeah, I guess I've not done too bad in that way. But the thing is, a G is a useless one anyway. It's not going to help you get anywhere. And also, it was the only one that I had.
Right.
I didn't have any other GCSEs. So even if I wanted to go into college, that wouldn't have been enough. I'd have had to start again. Mm-hmm. I'd have to do my as many GCSEs or whatever as I could. But because of the route I went down and got NVQs, that got me into college, which got me into university. But what I would have said, though, is if I knew that I could have gone to college right after I did my NVQs, I'd have done it then. It's just I didn't realise that I could. But then again, I didn't know where I wanted to go in my career, so right. I don't know if I'd have picked radio. But if I did pick radio, then I probably would have gone a similar route to what I have done.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I wouldn't meet the same people.
This is true.
So, and I feel like that I'd be missing out if I didn't meet the people that I know now.
Well, life has a funny way of working itself out.
But yeah, that means I wouldn't met anyone on our course.
This is true.
I might be doing this podcast with Ian Pennell in a different universe. Or it might be the case that, you know, Sound Gorillas didn't exist and...
It's only because of things I didn't do rather than I did do.
You'll go then.
So last fact cock of the day. Over 1 million euros are thrown into the Trevi Fountain every year. The money is used to subsidise a supermarket for the needy. That is nice. I always wondered what they did with all the money that gets thrown into fountains and stuff.
Well, some of them have plaques or signs or something that says where it goes to. I think it's something we talked in the big podcast, but... Like, something that I think is happening a bit more often now is that the supermarkets are actually giving their overdone, you know, the food that they don't sell and that they would normally throw away. They're actually starting to give that to people.
Mm-hmm.
Or to give that to charities or whatever. But I don't know if it's the case in the same in the UK, but apparently in America, they throw away the food and put it in the dumpsters or whatever.
Right.
But then what actually happens with it... is that, yeah, it gets thrown away. But the thing is, that's because the supermarkets say, oh, it's illegal to do that and things will happen and people could get sued.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, they were saying that nobody has ever sued anyone for that. And if they did, they wouldn't be able to anyway because they had no money in the first place because they'd have to go to the bins to get their food.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was that. And I don't know if it was the same case over here, but, yeah, it's just it's always really... made me feel like it's a crazy thing. When we were at uni, I was doing my shopping in Sainsbury's just before it closed, and they had so much buns left in the thing, and they were putting it all into a bag to throw away. And I was so tempted to go to them, can I just have them?
Yeah.
Because they were just closing, and they'd not discarded them at that point. But from what I gather, they would have said no, or made me buy them.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It's insane.
It's just crazy.
You think about all the billions of tons of food wastage we go through every year.
Is that the end of Fact Cock then?
I believe it is, yes. Basically, the more money you give us, the more often we'll be wanked off and fingered.
Good.
Good.
So, Zoe,
hello.
How was the podcast for you today?
It's all right. We've covered things that go in you... things that come out of you and things that go on you today.
Is there any other one we could have done with that?
I don't think so.
How about up?
We're not discussing things that go up you.
Why not? We'll discuss the others.
Maybe in the future, Johnny.
Okay. What we want to do, you need to watch an episode of Twirly Woos, a couple of episodes of Twirly Woos. On Twirly Woos, they theme every episode.
Right.
So, like, one day it'll be up, the next it'll be around. Next they'll be down. Maybe we need to do that with the podcast. We can do an episode of Up, and then that'll be, we talk about things that are associated with Up, such as things that go up you, or if you have to go up somewhere. Shall we just scrap that idea?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, that is the end of the podcast for today. Until the next time when we release one, which will probably be next week. I am Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished and done with.
I'm Zoe Felt, and I'm probably going to go to bed now. This is the problem. We're recording these later and later.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.
World.
Bye. SoundGorillas.co.uk.